That's jam.
You sound so excited.
I love this. I actually love this music. I think it's great.
Ken, it's got the code. It's going to launch.
It's a Unix system. I know this. It's had all the files of the whole park. It tells her everything.
Sir, he's uploading the virus.
Eagle One, the package is being delivered.
Lorenzo, we are here on Twitch talking about a Twitch hack, and we're also on Cyber. How is it possible we're in two places at once? Maybe this bit is getting old because we're getting decent at streaming, I think. I have a cool new After Effects card that I made where a glitch art. So if you're listening to this on the podcast stream, you cannot see it, but you should check it out. I watched a tutorial and learned a new skill. It was very fun. It feels like hacking.
So was the data from this channel leaked in the leak?
The data from this channel was not leaked in the leak. So yes, we're here talking about the Twitch hack. 135 gigabytes of zipped data dropped on a torrent on 4chan. Once unzipped, it's much larger than that. We're talking about source code. We're talking about some internal documents in terms of threat models, which is how to not get hacked. And we're also talking about, I think most crucially, revenue data for every streamer on Twitch, which is pretty sensitive data and could lead to some harassment and problems for people who stream, especially some of the larger streamers. Lorenzo, how did we learn about this hack?
So I learned about this on Twitter. I woke up this morning, logged into my Twitter app, and I saw someone tweeting about it. And this immediately, made me ring the alarm bells because it looked legit. We started downloading the data this morning. You and I, Matthew Galt, and some others at Motherboard, we started digging into it to see if it was real or not. Luckily, we have a really good and very popular Twitch channel made by our friends at Waypoint, and that allowed us to cross-reference data that we have with the data in the leak, and we confirmed that that's real. Also, a few streamers on Twitter started coming out saying that they checked the leak and there was data that was real, that was their data. They confirmed that it was accurate and legit. And then I want to say roughly an hour ago or even less, Twitch came out with a statement saying that they're investigating the data breach, that the data breach is real, and they'll give us updates as soon as they can.
Yeah, I mean, I think the revenue data is from the last couple years and is as recent as July data. And as you said, I have access to the Waypoint Twitch channel, which has been going on for much longer than the Motherboard Twitch channel. And I was able to basically look at, our data that we know is accurate and then cross-reference it with the CSV files that were in this breach. The actual data is sort of junky, as in the CSV files are just gigantic. Once they're unzipped, it's like millions and millions of rows of data. But we were able to look up our Twitch ID and then cross-reference it with the data that was in the breach. And I don't know, it's not good. Like I do think that there's going to be some knock-on effects here. And I think one thing that I was surprised about, as someone who sort of has a bit of insight into what it costs to make a stream, as well as just kind of, the viewer numbers and that sort of thing. It's like, we love Waypoint. Waypoint is highly successful. Motherboard is highly successful. We do a lot of things besides stream, but it's like Twitch streaming isn't paying our bills. Like it's kind of peanuts in terms of what the actual money is. Once you look at, we have thousands of people who watch the Waypoint streams. They are watching it. They're engaging with it. We have a lot of subscribers there. And ultimately, you're getting kind of pennies on the dollar as opposed to what Twitch is actually collecting. Like the way that Twitch handle some of this stuff. It's like they take a huge cut. You get, you know, some amount of the ad revenue, and then Twitch takes, I don't know what the percentage is, but it's a big percent. And so I don't know. I think you're going to see people like Hassan Piker has already tweeted about this. He's obviously one of the biggest Twitch streamers out there, saying, you know, people are going to come at me for, you know, how much money I make. There was some controversy because he bought a house in Los Angeles. You know, he talks about capitalism all the time, and he bought like a several million dollar house in Los Angeles. And it's like, he is one of the most popular streamers on all of Twitch, and he's making, you know, a lot of money, like enough to buy a house. But it's like, there are tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of Twitch streamers who stream and don't make any money because they just don't have the viewership to do it. And so I think it is important to remember, like, this is an Amazon company. Twitch controls the ads that go onto Twitch streams. I mean, some of the bigger ones have different sponsors that they, you know, they either sell merch or they do sort of like sponsored content within their streams. But the actual like subscription money and the actual ad revenue that's coming into the streamers is just like, Amazon is taking a ton of that money. And it's the same with YouTube. It's like Google is taking tons of that money. So I would say, like, you know, the people who are making content on Twitch, they are making important, they're making stuff that people enjoy. Amazon is the one that's mostly benefiting from it, and like they're getting kind of the leftover bits from it. And you can kind of see that on, you can kind of see that like on these spreadsheets, but I think that the narrative over the next couple days and weeks is going to be like, look at all these people making tons of money. You know, here's, I don't know, that's my initial suspicion. Like I, it's hard to say because the leak just happened and we're still going through all the files, but like the subscriber data and the revenue data seems to be the most sensitive stuff to me. What do you think?
Yeah, that was our first instinct, and it was confirmed by both a streamer that we spoke with. He's not as popular as the ones you mentioned, but his data was included in the leak. He tweeted about it. His name is Scott Hellier. He said that, you know, just what's out there in terms of revenue and other stuff is really already annoying and sensitive. He also fears that there will be more stuff coming out, like, you know, home address, phone number, banking information. You know, that would be really bad, especially because, you know, we know that Twitch has a harassment problem, especially for huge streamers, especially if they're women. So you can imagine how bad it would be to have, you know, all that information out there. A lot of Twitch streamers already take very significant steps to protect their privacy, and this would completely destroy that.
Yeah, there's a couple of files in there that are called like abuse and privacy, and these, you know, it's really hard to tell what these files are unless you like compile them and have them in context with everything else. But basically, like, the abuse files seem to be, for the most part, like scripts for content moderation or comment moderation, I would think. There's also some privacy files in there, and it's like the documentation is not great. Like it's a bunch of source code, and then the README files don't include a lot of stuff, and a lot of it links to an internally Amazon hosted Git that you need a login and password to get into, and it's a federal crime to log into that. I mean, we don't have a Twitch login anyway, but it's like, it's kind of, it's like, it doesn't, it seems like the biggest impact here, as you said, is going to be on the Twitch streamers themselves, which is so often the case when a company gets hacked. It's the users and customers who kind of bear the brunt of it. It's like, I don't know, when Target's credit cards were hacked, like, the customers who shop at Target are the ones who were hurt. And ultimately, like, when companies end up having to pay some sort of fine or whatever, usually it's a slap on the wrist. Like, Twitch is obviously an Amazon company. Amazon is the second largest company in the world. Jeff Bezos is either the richest person in the world or the second richest person in the world, depending on how Tesla stock is doing on any given day. And it's like, there's kind of, as you said, it's like much of the data is a few years old, except for the subscriber and streamer data, which is live, seemingly live.
Yeah, that's interesting in and of itself. You know, we obviously don't know the reason why. My guess is that at some point, if we find out, we'll find out where exactly this data came from, you know, what server this data came from. And I'm guessing that that server was mostly used for subscriber, you know, for hosting and collecting subscriber data rather than internal stuff. And maybe, you know, maybe there were some folders there that were leftovers, old stuff that, you know, people forgot to delete or maybe didn't really care about deleting. We spoke to a former Twitch security engineer who looked at some of the data, and his take is that this is not that bad for the company. Obviously, you know, it's embarrassing to get hacked. That's never a fun thing. You also have to dump a lot of resources in investigating the damage, figuring out if the hackers are still in, trying to, you know, finding out whatever happened here. But in terms of the internal Twitch data that was hacked, it's not super sensitive. Like the source code, sure, you don't want your source code to be leaked, but you know, it's more like a intellectual property thing rather than, you know, people will be able to get into Amazon or Twitch servers. There was also, as you said, there were some privacy folders and data. There was also a folder called InfoSec, which obviously stands for information security. There were also a couple of folders called security themselves. These included references and some code for security tools. The funniest to me were like pictures of whiteboard diagrams taken in the Twitch office that sort of mapped out how the company wants to protect their servers. So that was the threat model stuff that you mentioned. But the former security engineer said that this is very old, like we're talking about 2015 or 2016. Since then, these sort of threat models and even tools have moved to different folders, different servers, different files. So he said that this is not really that damaging.
Right. So I'm going to go to a couple questions and comments in the chat. You know, someone said, okay, so this is pretty inconsequential overall then. I think it's way too early to say this isn't that big of a deal or this is inconsequential. I think as the leaker on 4chan said, and the file name suggests, this is called Twitch Leak Part 1. You know, we've seen in the past a lot of hackers kind of oversell what they have. And so sometimes they'll say, okay, this is a huge, this is a huge hack. And then you actually look at the files and it's like a scrape of publicly available documents or something like that, where it's not really what they say it is. In this case, Twitch has confirmed that it's internal documents. So there was either some sort of hack or insider leak. But in this case, it's like, and then also sometimes when hacks are released in different parts, it's like, sometimes they put the best stuff in part one, and then they kind of just like don't really have much else. I think it's just impossible to say what could be in part two. I think the fact that they have both code as well as like some revenue documents suggests to me that they had pretty decent access to a lot of Twitch stuff. Like, I don't know if they have the entire company owned. I don't know if this is an insider who stole a bunch of stuff and leaked it somewhere. Like, it's just too early to say that. But it's like, we just don't know how wide the access to these files are, both within Twitch. And if it was an outside hacker, we don't know how hard they had it owned. But I think, you know, kind of like a worst case scenario is, I would say, if stream keys are leaked, which stream keys, for people who don't know, there are these long strings of text that allow you to go live through, like without a password, essentially. It's like a private key that you can just put into OBS, which is the system I'm using right now to stream. And there's a lot of other companies that make similar tools. You just dump that in, you click start streaming, and then you have taken control of that person's account. In this case, we own the motherboard account, so that's good. But in any case, like, people can do that. I think another devastating thing would be like real names or bank account information. Twitch obviously pays people, so they have access to their bank accounts. They have access to people's addresses. They have access to people's real names. A lot of streamers are pseudonymous. A lot of streamers, you know, don't want people knowing where they live. So if there is address data, like, that could be potentially devastating. We've seen, you know, if people get doxxed, if celebrities get doxxed, or internet personalities or influencers get doxxed, like, that can be really, really devastating for those people, as well as for, you know, you could be talking about like months or years of hell for some of these people, kind of depending on if that comes out in the second part of this leak.
Yeah. Also, it's important to remember that this is not just the most famous streamers who may have better financial or economic means to protect themselves. You know, maybe they can hire some security people or even bodyguards or whatever. You know, we're talking about just regular streamers that may not be making a lot of money and may get arrested for some reason. Another point that I think it's important to make is that, as you said, this is billed, or this is advertised, just as part one. It's also possible that whoever is leaking this doesn't want to leak everything. You know, maybe the best parts, quote unquote, you know, the most sensitive parts, that they're going to keep for themselves, or they're going to try to sell rather than publish for free. You know, this is just speculation. We don't know that yet, but, you know, it's, I don't think we should draw too many conclusions from what it's already out there, because there could be more, and for some reason the hackers don't want to show it. Another thing that I found kind of interesting is that it was posted on 4chan, and the poster, who is anonymous, wrote, Twitch's community is also a disgusting toxic cesspool. So to foster more disruption and competition in the online video streaming space, we have completely pwned them. You know, someone on 4chan calling another place toxic, a toxic cesspool, is pretty ironic. But yeah, I think we'll find out more. Hopefully we'll find out more soon and figure out what actually happened here.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to take a hacker sort of at their word when they're talking about the motivation for a specific hack, especially if it's being posted on 4chan, which it's like, rule number one is just, you know, there, it, you need to take the impacts of what a hacker or a troll or a harasser does very seriously, but you don't need to necessarily trust their motivations. And I think in this case, you know, taking it at face value, what they're referring to as a disgusting toxic cesspool, I would imagine refers to some of the harassment that we've seen, some of the raids that we've seen. Twitch has been working on some anti-harassment tools and anti-like hate comments tools. However, a lot of people are really upset because they haven't done a super great job of preventing people from getting raided, preventing streams from getting raided and people from getting harassed. And so it could be referring to that. And then there's another sort of, I guess, more insidious viewpoint that, you know, Twitch is full of like hot tub streamers and basically like women online. And we've written a lot about that as well, where, you know, there's a certain specific type of person who should stream according to, you know, a variety of, I guess, hardcore, I don't know. There's a toxic wing of the gaming community that wants only like hardcore gamers to stream, and hardcore gamers in this case, like, often means like people who are good at first person shooters. And there's obviously like a lot of different types of streamers on Twitch, and there's been a lot of harassment of you know, like women dancing or hot tub streams or just like women talking in the just chatting channels. There's people who are playing like, you know, mobile games. There's sort of a sect of the gaming community that believes only PC gamers are legitimate, for example. And so I don't know what this 4chan person is talking about necessarily or directly referring to, but the motivation almost doesn't matter. It's the impacts of this leak. And, you know, this happened 3 hours ago, so it's hard to say really like what's going to happen next. But the data that has been leaked already is pretty sensitive. And if there is a part two, you know, Twitch has a lot of information about a lot of people, and it could be bad. There's some people in the chat who are talking about what people should do if they think they were a part of this, you know, breach. Lorenzo, what should people do if they believe they've had their information compromised?
Yeah, I think at this point, since we don't know too much, I guess it's better to assume that you were impacted, especially if you're a streamer. I don't think we saw any evidence that like regular users, you know, viewers, people that don't have channels, that their information was leaked. But, you know, it doesn't hurt to go into your account, change your password, update your two-factor as well, because there may be, that may have leaked somehow too. As you said, the private keys for streaming, I don't think they've been exposed yet. But if there's a way, I'm not familiar with the back end of Twitch, but if there's a way to reset those, I would do that too. You know, that's just like another password. You don't want that out there. You don't want someone to be able to stream, you know, impersonating you. So anything that you can reset or change, go for it as soon as you can. Obviously, you know, use a password manager so that you can create and store unique passwords that cannot be guessed. But, you know, as right now, as far as we know, that's all you can really do, because we just don't know the extent of the breach. If there's more personal data out there, you're a streamer and you're worried about, you know, your address being there, you know, unfortunately, there's not much to do right now. I guess I would suggest you can reach out to Amazon and Twitch and, you know, demand to know more, because you are directly impacted by this and the company owes you at least an explanation.
Do we have any precedent for this? Like, do we think with Twitch in particular, like, do you think that we will get more information about what specifically was stolen? And, you know, this is obviously like early hours of the hack, but like what happens now? Like, we have a tweet from Amazon and from Twitch saying like, hey, we were hacked, or there was a data breach. We're looking into it. Like, what generally comes next?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think that will depend a lot on the circumstances that we still don't know about the breach. But, you know, let's say that Amazon found out today, just like everybody else, then Amazon and Twitch, then they're going to need some time to figure out what happened, you know, what data was impacted, how the hackers got in, whether they're still in, because, you know, it's possible they're still in and they're still stealing data. I wouldn't expect more updates from Twitch, at least like details of the hack, for a while. I would be surprised if they do. That would be great if they did, because I think, Twitch is such a huge platform that I don't think that they can afford to just, you know, stay silent, put out a, you know, boilerplate statement saying, we're taking care of this, we care about your security and privacy. You know, I would hope that they would do the right thing, which some companies have done in the past, which is to be as transparent as possible, which, you know, oftentimes companies use the excuse that if they publish any details, they're going to help hackers get in. But that's almost always an excuse.
Twitch has been relatively responsive to its community. I think that there's probably many in the community who would say it hasn't been responsive enough. But considering that it's like an Amazon company, it's like a gigantic, gigantic platform. You know, there have been several protests on Twitch, you know, over the last few weeks about hate raids and harassment, and they have rolled out some half measures. And so I think it's likely that we will learn a little bit more about specifically what was taken and what people should do from the company itself. And often when a company is breached, it's like the best policy is to be very transparent about what the user base should do and what was taken and how many people they think were affected. Considering that this seemingly affects the at least the revenue data for what we believe is every streamer on Twitch, like it's several million rows of data, revenue data on a spreadsheet. And we were able to find ourselves, we were able to find, you know, other streamers on there as well, just kind of at random. And there was no one that we couldn't find. So that suggests that it's probably everyone. I would imagine that they're going to have to be pretty transparent about this.
Yeah. And also in terms,
traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
In terms of resetting passwords, if they believe that the passwords or streaming keys have been compromised, I would imagine the company, Twitch itself, is going to prompt users to change passwords and reset keys or whatever that may be. So if it hasn't happened yet, it may be because the company doesn't know yet, or it actually hasn't happened. You know, it's possible that username, or like credentials, like passwords and private keys were not included in this breach.
Right. Okay, so we're going to keep following this, obviously. It's, you know, it's a big hack of a big platform that we're both on and that we cover a lot and that Waypoint is on all the time. There is a question in the chat. As a streamer, is there a way to figure out if my information is in the Twitch leak without downloading it myself? I would say it's safest to assume that your information is in there. We were able to find our own information and it was accurate. So I would consider yourself compromised if you do have a Twitch account. If you're a streamer, if you just have a Twitch account and you don't stream, I'm not sure. I would also consider yourself compromised. As Lorenzo mentioned, I would probably change your password. I would definitely change your stream key, and I would probably enable two-factor authentication if it's not already. I would recommend using an app-based authenticator, but SMS is better than nothing. And then there's one more question about what sort of information about yourself were you able to find? We were able to find basically our revenue information. So the way that it works is Twitch siphons out different buckets of revenue. So there's like Prime subscriber revenue, there's ad-based revenue, there's paid subscriber type revenue, and they each got a different column. And then we were basically able to take that and compare it to our backend. Like we could log into Twitch and Twitch breaks that out for you and it was the same. So that suggests that the data is accurate, which suggests that most likely everyone was compromised because we were in there as were more than 2 million other people. We weren't able to find any streamers who we knew the IDs for, which is, I mean, it's just basically a number that Twitch assigns you instead of a username that wasn't in there. So I believe probably everyone was compromised. I have to hop off because I have a bunch of meetings. So sorry that we can't keep going, but thank you everyone who's watching on Twitch and thank you cyber listeners. If you're new to us, this stream is going to be posted as a podcast on the cyber feed, which you can find anywhere you listen to podcasts. I am Jason Kebler, editor-in-chief of Motherboard. I'm here with Lorenzo Franceschi Bicarai, our senior staff writer who covered the breach, is going to continue covering the breach. There's 2 articles you can check out on Motherboard right now, maybe some more depending on what else happens the rest of the day. But thank you so much and farewell, everybody.
Bye. Thank you, guys. Thanks, everyone.
See you soon.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.